Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And the Law Brief brought to you by American Arbitration Association. International trade or business dispute resolve faster with the International Center for Dispute Resolution, the leader in alternative dispute resolution around the world, ICDR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law hosts Drew Grasso and Michael Best discuss the latest setback to the Affordable Care Act, in which a federal judge deemed a key part of the health care plan unconstitutional. They spoke with Damian Myers, an associate at Proskauer, and Nicholas Bagley, a professor at the University of Michigan Law School.
Nick, let's start with what the case is about. There's been a lot of litigation, to say the least, over Obamacare. What is this particular lawsuit about?
For customers who buy their health insurance on these new Affordable Care Act exchanges, a lot of those customers need help when it comes to affording the health insurance that's on offer. So the Affordable Care Act offers two kinds of subsidies. The first kind of subsidy is a premium subsidy, and those were at issue in the last round of litigation about the Affordable Care Act. And the premium subsidies help you to afford the premiums. But if that was all that the Affordable Care Act did, a lot of people would still be unable to afford coverage because of the need to cover the cost sharing. The Affordable Care Act extends a second kind of subsidy to insurance companies and then tells insurance companies to cut their lowest income customers a break on their out-of-pocket payments. And it's those cost sharing reimbursements to insurance companies that are at issue in this latest round of litigation.
Damian, tell us what the Republicans' argument was.
The Republicans basically argued that the permanent appropriation that was made for funds for the premium credits were not made for the reimbursements that were to be made to marketplace insurers for the cost-sharing reductions.
And what was the argument of the government?
The government was that the two were interconnected so much that when the permanent appropriation was made for the premium tax credits, that the appropriation was also made for the cost-sharing reductions.
So, Nick, it's a little odd, isn't it, to have the House of Representatives suing the executive branch in court over a statute?
It's more than odd. It's unprecedented. And I think a lot of legal experts have been scratching their heads about how the district court concluded that there was, in fact, standing here to bring this lawsuit. The House of Representatives was upset about an interpretation of a statute that the administration offered. The typical recourse for the political branches when they're upset with each other is to hash out their disputes politically. So to transform this case into a federal lawsuit was, it's really been quite a shock to most observers.
So, Nick, the government lost the bid to have this dismissed on the grounds of standing. Why did the judge think that the House has standing here?
So the district court said, look, when it comes to conventional disputes about the meaning of statutes, you know, the House of Representatives doesn't have standing to bring a lawsuit like that. But this lawsuit, she said, was different. This lawsuit, she said, challenged the executive branch's compliance with the Appropriations Clause of the U.S. Constitution. And because it was a constitutional claim, that made it somehow different for standing purposes. That line of argument really is, it finds no sort of support in the available precedent. It was kind of a creative effort of the district court to assert jurisdiction over this case. I think it's unlikely on appeal that the standing determination is going to be upheld.
And that's Nicholas Bagley, a professor at the University of Michigan Law School, and Damian Myers, an associate at Proskauer, speaking with Bloomberg Law hosts Drew Grasso and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 4:30 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.